It's a wonderful thing.
Wasn't freaking long enough.
No, I know it wasn't. We need another 3-day weekend. We need to stack those.
Yeah, I know. That would be the bomb.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
It would just slow everything down at work. It would be perfect. All right. Okay, well, listen, I'm rolling, so we're good, and this is a fresh one, so this is good.
Yeah, we have a fresh one, and do you want me to talk about the capture of last week, Sean Laws?
Absolutely. We'll start with that. All right. And joining us here this morning from the U.S. Marshals Service, it's Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White with our Fugitive of the Week, and we were right on it last week. A lot of tips.
Absolutely. We got several tips on Mr. Sean Laws that led us right away to somebody that he was an associate with. Figured out that he might be staying at a hotel with this associate. So we went to a local hotel up in Rochester, knocked on the door, and of course, denial, not just a river anymore. He's not here, but when asked specifically who else is in the apartment or hotel unit, she kind of looked down and away. It was kind of obvious that someone wasn't telling the truth at that point, so upon entering the very small motel room, called him out, and he stepped out of the bathroom where he was hanging out, trying to hide.
There's not too many places to hide in a hotel room.
No, it really isn't. It's, you know, a very small area. You know, it's, 10 feet in the door to the left, and you have a bathroom hiding there, and that's where he was. So.
All right. Perfect. So, all right, so capture, up and down. I love that.
It's very efficient. I love doing it that way. I love fitting those same day arrests. It actually makes it easier to move on to the next one.
And the next one is, this is just fresh from this past weekend.
This past weekend, this gentleman, Evan Mitchell Hollins, is currently wanted for attempted murder, first degree assault with a firearm, criminal threatening, and reckless conduct with a firearm. Obviously, based on the firearm charges, we consider him armed and dangerous. This incident happened in Concord, New Hampshire, where he is alleged to have pulled a firearm on an individual and made some threats and shot him. The victim has survived, which is a good thing. But Evan Hollins has ties to Concord, Manchester, and down in the Boston area. He is a 41-year-old male, black, 5'6", 180 pounds, has brown eyes, black hair, has a tattoo on one of his arms. We're not exactly sure which arm or what it is. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a real extensive criminal history. Does have several misdemeanor assaults on his history that he's done a little bit of jail time for. But this is kind of a big deal. Yeah, going around shooting somebody is not approved by society, and it's definitely not approved by the law. So we need to track him down, get him off the street, and keep the public in general safety. So
right, I know this was a specific situation. Concord police have said there is no threat to the general public, but this person is, as you say, armed and dangerous, and you just don't know.
That is true. You know, with the firearm not recovered, we definitely consider him armed and dangerous. He has shot somebody, so that kind of makes him, you know, dangerous in general. He knows he's wanted. It's been out in the news. So that's why it's kind of a high priority, and you never know what somebody's going to do when they're, you know, kind of on the run, panicked. You don't know what their mental state is, so that's why the sooner we get the tips, the faster we can get handcuffs on them and get them into in front of a judge and into jail would be probably beneficial for everybody.
All right, so how do we pass on tips on Evan Mitchell Hollins?
We have several ways. You can go right on our poster. We have the main number, 603-225-1632. You can ask to speak to Deputy U.S. Marshal Dempsey. Or you can go right on the poster, click on the link that says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number tip 411. And on this one, because Concord's so heavily involved, we have the Concord Regional Crime Line number, which is 603-226-3100. And again, all those things are completely anonymous, and we'd love to hear from you and try to get things buttoned up as soon as we can.
Right. And any tips, big or small, may lead to the apprehension of Mr. Hollins.
And that's what we're hoping. So anything you have, please share it. It might be something we know, but there's a chance it might be something we don't, and it might be the piece we're looking for. So please reach out, let us know what you know, and we can try to get this done today.
Beautiful. And I will I will have this up as soon as we're done talking. It'll be up on our website. Check out the Pulse of NH app if you don't have it. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, thank you for, you know, your 24/7, my friend. You guys, the Marshal Service never stops.
We definitely don't, and holidays don't really exist here. So we just keep going.
It's just how it works, and we'll do our thing. We'll do our part of it every Wednesday. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Pat. We will talk to you soon.
Perfect, brother.
Boom.
That's awesome. All right, you're off to a briefing.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Have an awesome day. If you need anything, let me know.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye.